Well, it's a long ways to Sunday, and obviously I'm optimistic about playing. I always am. But today was a good day. The progress thus far since this last Sunday has been really good. So I think, I feel it's a lot further than I expected, and it feels a lot better than I thought it was going to feel. So I'm happy where it is right now. Today was a very positive day, and so we'll see what happens tomorrow. You have to ask the doctor, because he put it in medical terms I can't really understand. All I know is I didn't tear anything. That's the only thing I was worried about. I guess, yeah. If that's what you want to say. Well, I mean, we talked about, when I was being recruited here, just of the opportunities and things I can do and just different ways I was going to be used. So I knew coming into position, what was at stake? Is that right? right. So, I thought the biggest thing for me was just going to be my ability to stay healthy and stay healthy throughout the season. So, like I said, I'm optimistic about getting back on the field on Sunday, and I'm going to do everything I can to convince the coaches I'm ready to play.
At what point do you make that decision? Is there a point where you say, I just can't go?
There is obviously, but it's going to be a collective decision. It's going to be the doctors, the trainers, the coach, me, we're all going to make a decision together as to whether, they feel like I can go. And if I can go, then so be it. I'll definitely be ready for next weekend. So.
Do you just go all the way, you think, to 12:30 Sunday or 11:30
Sunday? Yeah, I don't know. That's a decision for the coach. That's a question you should ask him. So I'm not sure when they want to make their decision, if they want to make it, Saturday, if they want to make it Sunday game time. I really don't know. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
How much
Yeah, I do.
Power do you have over what they say?
Well, obviously, it's going to come down to, what I can show them on the field. It's not going to be about what I say. I can say a lot of things, and if I can't show it on the field, then I shouldn't be on the field on Sunday. So, yeah.
How much, once you, first game you took some hits, second game you leave early, everybody starts talking about, injury history, blah,
mm-hmm.
blah, 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 blah. Obviously, last year you were healthy and,
yep.
and you proved it
mm-hmm.
the whole season. How much does that bother you? Do you care?
It doesn't bother me. It's just part of the game. Football has 100% injury rate, so it's not a matter of if you're going to get injured. It's a matter of when, So the best thing I think that we can do as athletes is Monday through Sunday, be aggressive with therapy, make sure that we're doing everything we can to get our bodies back healthy so that we can play every Sunday. And, that's what I've been doing. I've been very aggressive with the therapy and with the rehab, and it's really going well. I think just his maturity level has grown since day one, since he stepped on the field here. And just seeing where he's come from up until now, he's a really good player. And I think he's going to be around for a long time. And he has a lot to offer this team and our offense. So I've been very excited just by watching him and watching the little things that he does. And he's a really good football player. He's very shifty. He can definitely make guys miss in space. He's a very good route runner too, as well. So, that's another thing I was very impressed with.
So yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not really. No, I don't. That's why I said it's going to be a collective decision, because if it were up to me, I would just say, yeah, I can play right now. But that's the competitive side. And I think that's what kind of happened this last game, too, is when I got injured, I probably should have stayed out of the game. But coaches asked me, and I felt like I could go and I could fight through the pain, and I couldn't. And it showed on the field. It showed on one of the run plays where nobody really touched me and I went down, and then the next play was a fumble. And it was just kind of a snowballing effect. So that's why I say it's going to be a collective decision.
As you're seeing the replays of that hit,
yeah.
Do you have any problems with the way it went down?
I was actually a little relieved, because I wasn't sure if my leg was planted in the ground or if it wasn't. Thankfully it wasn't, because I think if it was, I probably would have tore something in my knee.
The way the defender hit you, do you have any problem with that now that you've seen?
Yeah. No, not at all.
Smith once said about playing running back, it's like like having 25 car crashes a week.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that. Yes. I actually use that all the time. I tell people that all the time. Yeah, I was. I was concerned during the game, you know, what happened. I wasn't sure how serious it was. I just knew it. It was very painful. And, you know, I was just praying to God that it wasn't anything serious and wasn't going to keep me out long term. So my prayers are answered, and hopefully I'll be able to play Sunday.